Meade was not particularly friendly with Butterfield, but decided to keep him for the moment as his chief of staff. Meade already knew that Pleasanton liked to fight Confederates rather than gain information from them, but he decided to keep him as his cavalry commander, albeit on a short leash, with explicit orders to collect intelligence. As for Sharp, Meade had always been deferential to him in the past, but he knew little about the information bureau the colonel ran, and did not know what use he could make of the outfit as he sat in his tent in the dark early morning hours of June 28th, collecting his thoughts. As dawn broke, Meade also knew little about where the enemy was and even where his own forces were. The secretive Hooker had not shared with him or the other corps commanders the intelligence collected or the plans he had for the Union Army. Butterfield and Sharp spent the rest of the day bringing the new commander up to speed on the positions of the Federal Corps and the considerable amount of information they had accumulated so far on Lee's forces. Meade quickly realized the armies were not that far apart. His 7 Corps, with 90,000 men, were clustered around Frederick. Lee's force of some 75,000 was feeding off the land in a wide arc northwest and northeast around a small Pennsylvania town near the Maryland border called Gettysburg. Longstreet's and Hill's Corps sat near Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, west of Gettysburg. 2 divisions from Ewell's Corps were north of Carlisle, Pennsylvania, and preparing to capture Harrisburg to the east, while his 3rd Division, commanded by Jubal Early, stood farthest east near York, Pennsylvania, threatening a railroad bridge over the Susquehanna River. As for catching and defeating Lee, Meade concluded that his predecessor had no plan in the works. It seemed to him that Hooker was content to let Lee dictate events as he had at Chancellorsville. Meade was not. With less than 24 hours of Potomac Army command under his belt, but feeling confident in the intelligence Sharp placed in his hands, Meade that night issued marching orders to his corps commanders. Beginning at 4 a.m. the next day, his force would move northeastward, fanning out toward the Pennsylvania state line, with its left flank headed for Emmitsburg, Maryland, and its right flank going to Westminster, Maryland.